always has somebody kind of chairing the planning committee. This year it's been Reagan Sutterfield, who is an author of important texts on creation care, who's a longtime EP member, workshop presenter, collaborator, pamphlet author, and also in the midst of all this work this year decided to take on divinity school, and it was a first-year divinity school student at Virginia Theological, and nonetheless has done amazing work for us. And so I want to invite Reagan to come introduce our theme as we begin.
Thank you. First, I need to begin. This gathering took on a lot of new experiments and new activities, that, such as the film festival and a local food dinner, that required a little more planning than normal. And we had an excellent planning team, so thanks is due to all those who participated in the planning team. And they are Gary Wake, Deborah Murphy, Qiming Chen, Hillary Adams, Sharon Huey, Kyle Childress, Jeff Reed, and Brent Latham. So thank you very much to all of those who were participants in the planning committee who made this possible. So now to our theme. The end is near. That's how my friend Father Brent Was likes to describe it in thinking about the ecological catastrophe that is upon us. And he says it with a bit of a gleam in his eye. Father Brent, like many of us, is glad to see the end of the oil economy, the end of the economy of overconsumption and overproduction that has brought us to a deep ecological crisis. He's glad to see the end coming for that economy. But when I hear the end is near, I also think about Bill McKibben's book, The End of Nature, which was the first book to articulate the coming climate catastrophe, the catastrophe that is now very much upon us. So the end of this economy also comes with a possible end of nature, a new ecological reality that many of us are beginning to experience in our context. So the end holds hope, but it also has its devastation. Already, creation is not only groaning, but screaming. Extinctions are coming at a faster rate than ever in history. Oceans are rising, entire biomes are collapsing. The question we must live with is which end will come first. Will the end of our economies of exploitation come before they have completely destroyed the ecologies on which we depend? It is in times like these that I am thankful that we live in hope of a creation restored, and with faith that life has indeed overcome death. The church is a community that is well trained in living near the end. It was formed at the end of Jerusalem, the end of the Roman Empire, always under the shadow of the end of time, always expectant of Christ's parousia that will be both end and beginning. The church now has an opportunity to live into this tradition in a brave and important way that will truly be a light to the nations. We need to show the world how to be both end and beginning in such a time as this. We can do this, I think, in two critical ways: resilience and restoration. Resilience has become a buzzword in a lot of the approaches to global warming and climate change. Mitigation, resilience, that's how many people are beginning to approach it. And this isn't just among environmental radicals. In the state where I now live, Virginia, the governor has a whole panel looking at how to prepare people for Sandy-like disasters that are becoming more regular. But the church has a unique opportunity to be a community of training for resilience. It is in our church communities that we can begin to recover the essential skills that will help us move into the future. Skills like gardening, like living without reliance on refrigeration, like traveling without cars. And these are practices that we're going to be exploring and seeing over the next few days through talks, workshops, and then films tomorrow evening. Just as communities of the faithful living have met the challenges of previous catastrophes and dark ages, our churches must do the same. But the church is called to go beyond the pessimism of pure mitigation and resilience. As the end draws near, we must respond not only by becoming resilient, but also toward working toward restoration. This is the work to which Christ calls us as we move into his kingdom. It is the restoration of the first call of humanity to till and keep the garden, as the title of this gathering connotes, to serve the creation of which we are a part. So over the next few days, we will be working through this original vocation in the creation. We will be mourning our current crisis, and we will be looking ahead to our hope in the garden city of the New Jerusalem. It is our hope that we will all leave this gathering and return to our church communities with the message, the end is near, but so is the beginning. Let us begin the work of tilling and keeping the creation that God called not only good, but very good. Thank you.